the season, recital with Barbara Baird. I'm Angeline K. Stott, member of the WICA board, and I'm standing in for Lynn Hansen, the president. Thank you to Reed College for the use of this wonderful facility and the early keyboard collection. Also to Letta Huang, the early keyboard instructor here, and to Paul Irvin for his preparation of the instruments. The Western Early Keyboard Association was founded in 1998 to promote mutual interest, foster communication, and share resources and expertise among harpsichord, clavichord, forte piano, and historical organ enthusiasts in the Western United States. WICA is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we welcome and appreciate your support through membership and donations, either today or in the future. Please take a look at our website at your leisure. Future events are on March 2nd with author Haas. He'll be visiting WICA to offer a lecture recital about French harpsichord music. And then on May 18th, our spring soiree will be held at the home of a local early keyboard enthusiast. As part of our mission to promote interest in early keyboard instruments, you will have an opportunity to play the instruments, it says in this room, but actually they're in the hall back there, and I think it's okay, behind me. I think it's okay to play those during the intermission, even though the sign says after the recital, you may play those during the reception, which is in the intermission. And then after the recital, you're welcome to play the double. Please turn off your electronic devices. And you have information about Barbara. Barbara Baird has been on the faculty at the University of Oregon since 1988, where she teaches organ, piano, and harpsichord. She also is the music director of First Congregational Church in Eugene, and she maintains an international performing career. In addition to the recordings listed in the program notes, she has also recorded duo harpsichord works with Julia Brown by W.F. Bach on the Naxos label. Please welcome Barbara Baird.
Thanks for choosing to be here on such a sunny, beautiful fall afternoon. It's wonderful to be in Portland, especially when the weather's this great. About 100 years ago, give or take, when I was an undergraduate student, it didn't occur to me as I was taking music history classes for the first time that it was all about white dead guys. And what was missing was women in music. And it just never occurred to me until I became a grad student that my awareness was heightened, and I started to think, you know, women have been part of music making throughout history, and certainly they were performing, they must have been composing. Why is it we don't hear about them? Why don't we hear their music performed? We don't hear anything in music history classes about these women. And in doing some research, I found that it was partly because Western European culture and tradition, whatever a woman produced was not as highly valued as what a man would produce. So it was very difficult for a woman to get anything published. And then when a young woman married, whatever performing career she might have had would have come to a screeching halt because it was inappropriate for a woman to work outside the home. So women like Elizabeth Claude Jacquet de la Guerre in the Baroque era, a composer, a performer, having her music published, a married woman, actually encouraged by her husband and aided by her husband to get music published, that was really a rare exception. And it's not until the late 1700s, 18th century, that we start to see a change in attitude about that. And women who are performing and composing are able to start getting music published, at least in a small way. So when I started to think about doing a program of women composers, music of women composers, the real fertile ground for choosing composers was that late 18th century. And I wanted to share with you music that I find personally really enjoyable. So I had six that I selected out of probably maybe 12 I could have chosen from. I'm going to choose not to do any repeats on any of the movements because I want to make this a reasonable length for you and me, and give you a sample of as many different styles of composing by these women as I could. So I put their nationalities in because in the program because I think that their writing really reflects who they were culturally, their national upbringing and heritage. So for instance, Sophia Dusek, in the second half of the program, being born in Scotland, even though she lived in England, London primarily, during her adult life, you can take the girl out of Scotland, but you can't take the Scotland out of the girl. And you'll really hear a lot of the Scottish folk tunes in her writing. The French woman, Madame Villeblanche, is probably the one that we know the least about, and that's sad. Over the years, I see that more and more information is coming out about these women. So people are still doing their digging and finding out information about them. But we don't have much information about Madame Villeblanche, and she didn't live that long. But her writing is amazing. And in the French style, she really makes the most of the low end of the harpsichord, the different timbre changes. It's very French sounding. And then I'm going to open the program with Pinottini, an Italian, because the classic era sonata is really inspired by opera, the drama of opera. And I think Pinottini captures this probably the best of all the women. In her opening movement, there's an introduction of the two characters of this drama. And then that's the exposition of the first movement. Then the development of the first movement is the storyline, and you'll hear how these two interact. And then finally, the recapitulation is the curtain calls, where everybody comes back for their bow. It's wonderfully dramatic writing, and I hope you'll, as you listen to this music, that you compare and contrast the wonderful variety of creative efforts that you hear in these women's writings. They aren't imitating anybody. They have definitely found their own voice, and they have their own vocabulary. So I hope that you get to enjoy getting to learn a little bit and get to know these women a little bit the way I have as I've played their music. It's like reading a good novel. You read it over and over, and you feel like I almost know this writer. I can understand the way this writer's thinking and their vocabulary. And the same thing happens with composers as we play their music. So it's been a great joy for me to sit with this music again after so many years, and I hope that you enjoy hearing it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And also to give Paul some quietness so he can retune the instrument.
Okay.